Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for this Friday morning, the Friday 13th edition here at KQWC Radio. It's my pleasure speaking with our state representative, Shannon Latham from Sheffield. And Shannon, very good day to you. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Pat. Happy Friday to you.
Well, thank you very much. Busy week again. I was fancying some of the bills you've been working on in the state legislature with you and your colleagues. So I'll let you mention what was number one to you this week there in Des Moines. Just
all
a
right.
Whole
well,
lot.
It was an extremely busy week. And one reason it's so busy, Pat, is because we're coming up on our first legislative funnel. And that means, for example, that all bills that originated in the Iowa House must pass through both a subcommittee and a committee by next Friday, the 20th, in order to stay alive. But as you know, Fridays are a day in the district, so that really means they need to pass through by next Thursday so they can go through that vetting process in order to be eligible for floor debate. So there was no floor debate this week. The emphasis was once again on subcommittee and committee action. I serve on the Agriculture Committee, and one of the bills that we passed through this week was House Study Bill 684. And that bill is probably of interest to a lot of farmers in the area because what it does is it mandates original farm equipment manufacturers to make the same diagnostic and repair information, software replacement, and tools for diesel exhaust fluid or DEF systems available to the equipment owners. So that was a pretty big bill that passed through that committee. And then also another bill that passed through the House Ag Committee was House Study Bill 693. And that legislation creates protections for defendants from potential effects of climate greenhouse gas emissions. So it provides immunity to farmers, actually.
One of the bills that caught my eye this morning was what you talked about this week, about a domestic abuser registry. That was also looked at, I believe, in the Iowa House, right?
Are you talking about the one for animals?
No, this is the one that was created this week, that I would become the second state to maintain a domestic abuse registry if a bill introduced in the Iowa House becomes law. Do you know anything more about that there, Shannon?
You know, I'm guessing that went through probably Judiciary, which is a committee that I'm not on. So unfortunately,
okay. It's
something I can look into. It's just not something I know a lot about today.
Okay. Very good. We're talking with State Representative Shannon Latham on what's happening in the Iowa State Legislature this week. Other than that, any other major bills that you focused on this week?
Well, you know, I think every week we've been talking about the House priorities that have been released. So every week there's been a pretty big bill that's been introduced. This week it was House Study Bill 696, and that came out of the Health and Human Services Committee. Now, I don't serve on that committee either, but I do know that this is a bill that is, I've been lobbied about this week. A lot of people have talked to me about it. And what it provides is it really empowers disabled Iowans who are employed. And what it would do is it would allow them to be able to, you know, accept job promotions or increases in wages without fear of losing their Medicaid. So I believe that right now, employed persons with disabilities have to be at 250% of the federal poverty limit to keep their Medicaid benefits, and this would increase it to 300%. And then it also, this bill would also protect the integrity of the system by making sure that Medicaid recipients have citizenship and qualified status in order to be able to be eligible for public assistance. So that's one of the big bills that came through. Again, I'm not on that committee, but it did go through Health and Human Services this week.
I know this coming Monday there, Shannon, there'll be this is the deadline concerning funding for education, I believe. That was also looked at this week, too.
Yes, that's right. So the Senate, I believe, passed 1.75% supplemental state aid, and that is the funding formulas for community schools, K-12. That's an important figure for our schools because they use that to develop their budgets. The House is, you know, typically, I guess, every year since I've been in office, we have held out for more. Last year, I think it was at 2%, or I think it was 2.25%, actually. And so I know in the House, we would like to see it be higher than 1.75%. I look for the House Education Committee to amend that Senate bill, and we could possibly be debating that bill on Thursday of next week. But again, I don't have our debate schedule, but that is something that is being talked about.
All right, so we'll hear more about that. Other than the issues on education, anything else major coming up next week, other than the deadline next Thursday? Anything else? Any other bills?
I look for next week to be another pretty ambitious week in the Iowa House, because we're coming up on funnel week, like I said. And so I know there is just a big push to get through subcommittee and committee. So some of the committees I serve on are scheduled for two committee meetings next week, just so we can advance those bills. But, you know, as we've talked about in the past, Pat, there are hundreds. Last year, there were over 1,000 bills introduced just in the Iowa House alone. So they don't all make it through subcommittee and committee, and they certainly don't all make it to the House floor debate calendar. So it's an interesting process. I think, you know, this time of year is really like the weed out time of year.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of these bills will get weeded out, and then we will see which ones make it through the funnel.
Mm-hmm. And just a reminder, the next week, Friday, you'll be appearing in Webster City along with your state senator, Dennis Guth, for a special meeting. There will be held at the Breakswoods Conference Center, and that's being underway from 8:30 until 10 a.m., and you'll talk more about what's happening in the legislature, and it's open to everyone.
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I'm looking forward to it. So we will know next Friday a lot of those bills that have cleared the funnel. And so that will be an interesting conversation, and I look forward to meeting with residents then.
All right, so come next Friday to the Breakswoods Conference Center for a legislative town hall meeting featuring State Senator Dennis Guth and State Representative Shannon Latham there in Webster City. So again, we hope to get a great turnout next week for that, Shannon.
I hope so.
All right. Shannon Latham, my guest on KQWC. Shannon, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.